Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back. You can get unlimited visits this fall and all of 2025 at America's Roller Coast. You'll also get thrills of all sizes, splash-tastic fun, free parking, and hollow weekends. It's all for our lowest price of the season. Just $99 plus applicable taxes and fees. Online only. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Secluded Thoughts. I am your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about how you can take accountability of your life in order to become the best version of yourself. And on this episode, we're basically going to be talking about the easiest way you can do this and how you can basically do it automatically. So it sounds too good to be true, but I'm going to help you out with a hack that I have been doing and I have been seeing results, so I would highly recommend you try this. And actually, it's not really a hack. It's basically just a simplified way of making changes in your life to get the results that you want. And surprise, surprise, this is going to be based on a concept that I learned about in the book Atomic Habits. Now, if you're a regular listener of the podcast, then you are not even surprised that I'm mentioning Atomic Habits again, because I take the opportunity to promote this book every chance I get because it literally changed my life. And I'm telling you, if you read it, it will do the same for you. So let's talk about what you can do to basically level up on autopilot. So the concept from the book that I learned about is called the aggregation of marginal improvements. So what the heck does that mean, right? Basically what it is thinking of a goal that you have or some parts of your life that you want to improve, and then breaking it down step by step, listing out each of the different things that you have to do in order to accomplish that, and then working on improving 1% of each of these things. And basically, what's going to happen is you will get a significant increase over time when you pull all of those improvements together. And the reason why this works is because when we want to make a lifestyle change or achieve a goal or something, we tend to try to do way too much in the beginning or try to make a major shift all at once. And then we pretty much get burned out, or we just lose motivation, or we just don't feel like doing it after a while. And so we stop because it's too much. You're trying to do too much at once. Like, for example, let's say you want to start working out, and instead of pacing yourself to gradually increase your workouts, you basically say, okay, I'm going to work out 4 times a week, every week. And then you pretty much give up by day 2 or day 3 because you realize it's way too much for you to do in such a short period of time when you're not used to doing all of that activity. So that's a mistake we make. We try to do way too much all at once. So this concept is basically thinking of a goal and then breaking it down bit by bit, improving those steps, and then improving our skills or developing a habit that's going to make the result take care of itself. So let me give you a few more examples in case it's not clear. So let's say you want to have clear skin. So basically, instead of going to YouTube and then looking at all of these skincare routines and buying all of the products because you think you need them, like I did, and then trying all of them at once and then having your skin irritated and break out because you're just doing the most, this is how you would approach that goal of getting clear skin by using the concept of aggregation of marginal improvements. And this is an example that I've actually implemented and my skin is flourishing. So let me tell you how I did it. So clear skin is your overall goal, right? So this is what I did. I broke down all of the different things that affect your skin. For example, Number one, your skincare routine. Number two, what touches your face? Like, for example, the pillowcases or like touching your face with your hands throughout the day. And number three, your diet. So I focused on these three areas to try to clear my skin. So this is how I approached it with the concept. I personally have oily skin that's very sensitive. So the only skincare products that I use in terms of the face wash and my moisturizer is Simple. So I basically narrowed down my routine to the Simple moisturizer and the Simple face wash. So then I thought about adding different serums and I did my research and everything and I tested out a few products and I finalized a handful of products that work well for me. So this happened over a span of a few months because I ordered a lot of skincare products, including vegan products, and a lot of them just didn't work for me. So after I went through the motions of narrowing down my skincare routine, that was basically step one of trying to improve it. Step one was focusing on my skincare routine, right? So after I got that out of the way, step two, what else affects my skin? That was things like your pillowcases and how much you touch your face and what touches your face. Like, for example, how much do you touch your face throughout the day with your hands? Because your hands touch everything. So you're transferring all of those germs and dirt on your face and that causes you to break out. Also, your phone. How often do you sanitize your phone? Your phone is like all over the place. And then when you get a call, if you hold your phone up to your face, then you're transferring all of those germs and all of that dirt on your face. So that was step two of the process for me. So what I started doing was changing my pillowcases regularly. And I have a whole concept with the pillowcases, but I'm not even going to go into detail about that. But that was basically step two. Change my pillowcases and limit the exposure of dirt and germs to my face. So I don't touch my face that much. And then when I get calls on my phone, I usually answer it with my AirPods. Or if it's FaceTime, then it's obviously not touching my face. So I eliminated those problems and that has also helped me maintain clear skin. Now the third thing, and actually one of the most important things on this list, is your diet. For me personally, I have actually noticed when I eat dairy products, mainly eggs. When I eat dairy products and if I eat too much junk food like sugar, my skin will start breaking out, like literally. I have been fortunate to have very clear skin overall. Like I don't really have issues with acne and breakouts unless I'm on my period or close to it or something like that, but it usually goes away afterwards. So I only experience these things mainly when my skin is irritated from skin products or when my diet is poor. So I basically Googled what foods lead to clear skin, like what foods help improve the quality of your skin, basically. And I made a list of those foods and some of them include avocado, oatmeal, fish, and drinking more water. Obviously, there are a lot more examples, but these are some of the things that I thought was easiest for me to start eating in order to help with my skin. And then on the flip side, I also looked at foods that causes breakouts, like dairy products, like milk. And I basically tried to cut down as much as possible on those products. So I have more or less eliminated dairy for the most part. I wouldn't say completely because it's the cheese for me, y'all. It's the cheese for me. I don't know. We're not there yet, right? But for the most part, I've eliminated all other dairy foods. Like even when I get yogurt, I get non-dairy yogurt from Whole Foods. It actually tastes really good, but I digress. So basically, I focused on these three aspects and then I broke it down into smaller things that I can do in order to achieve that goal. Like, does that make sense? So another example is keeping a clean space. This is how you would apply this concept to achieve that goal. And this is just me thinking off of the top of my head. Like there's no set way to do this. It really depends on you for some of the things that you want to accomplish. So the way I would do this is I like a very clean, minimal, decluttered space. So the first thing you can do is declutter your space. A lot of the times, the reason your place is a mess is because you have too many things. So the first thing you can do is declutter. Throw away the things you don't need so that you can have more space for what you do need, or you can just have more space in general and you have less things to pick up and tidy up every week or however often you clean your space. Another thing you can do is set a 10-minute timer on your phone at the end of the day and then just clean for 10 minutes. I actually started doing this when I first moved into my apartment because I like to wake up and walk into a very clean space as if it was clean just for me. So what I initially did was I set a 10-minute timer on my phone and I would just fluff all of my pillows, tidy up, you know, just do something like that. And it basically got me into the habit of cleaning up every night before I go to bed. Now I don't need a timer. Now it's just a habit. And let me just tell you, you can get a lot done in 10 minutes, more than you think. Like, you might look at your space and feel like it's a mess, but if you put a 10-minute timer and you develop that habit, your space will be a lot cleaner over time. That's the whole purpose of this concept. It's getting you to develop the skills and the habits over time that will essentially maintain the result that you want to achieve instead of just making it a one-time activity. And on the idea of keeping a clean space, you can also like start buying less things. Don't buy something that you don't want or you don't need. Stop the impulse buying. Stop randomly spending. That will also help you keep a decluttered space so you would have less things to clean up. And then if you're like me, when you're going out and you're doing your makeup, it's like sometimes things get all over the place. So if you think of a more efficient way to store your makeup, then it might be easier to put it away if you have time after you get ready. So that way you have less of a mess to clean up when you get back. Like, you see what I'm saying? Look at your space and then think about why it's a mess, and then think about the different things you can do to keep it from being a mess. Or if you want to lose weight, don't just try to exercise 4 times a week. That's not realistic. You're not going to make it to day 4, sweetheart. Like, you're not going to make it to day 4. And even if you make it to day 4 the next week, that is going to be completely out of the window because you're doing way too much, way too soon. If you want to lose weight, you can start working out once a week and then gradually increase how many times and how often and how long you exercise every week. And then other things you can do is go to bed earlier to try to avoid eating late. Because when you eat late, you don't give your body enough time to digest the food, and then it just sits on your stomach. And then you can also gradually substitute different foods, like high calorie foods or fatty foods and stuff like that. You can substitute these things gradually when you have cravings, like eat something healthier instead, and so on and so forth. So I hope these examples help you understand exactly how this concept works. Think of a goal that you want to achieve and then do your best to highlight all of the different things that contribute to whatever the result is that you're trying to get. And then just focus on improving each of those steps by like 1%, just to one thing at a time, and then gradually pile on. And I promise you, it'll just be on autopilot for you. Like, the results will take care of itself. So let's get practical now and talk about how you can actually start using this concept. And I already touched on it a while ago, but let's just focus on how you can actually get started now. So this is what you can do. Get a journal or pull out the notes on your phone and write down all of the things that you want to achieve, all of the parts of your life that you want to improve, all of the goals that you want to accomplish, habits you want to develop, etc., etc. Let me give you a few examples of some of the things that I personally have. So I have longer, healthier hair, clear skin, a pearly white smile, more money, more free time, travel more, better public speaking, improving my social life, and revamping my wardrobe. Feel free to take any of these examples if they are things that you want to do. And then also come up with a few things that you want to improve about your life. If you don't know where to start, I would suggest consulting your vision board if you have one. If you don't have one, then you should definitely make one. It's not too late. You can easily Google a video on YouTube on how to create a vision board if you don't have one. I would highly suggest doing that. But consult your vision board or a goals list or your New Year's resolution list. Anything you have, anything you can think of that you want to accomplish, make a list. And then I would suggest you prioritize it in terms of what is more important. For me personally, I only took on, I would say, about 3 things at a time. But here's the thing, because you're not implementing any major changes like right away, it's easy to actually start working on a lot of these things simultaneously. Depending on how long your list is, you could probably do like more than 3 or 5, or you can probably even start doing all of them at once. Let me explain. So, for example, I said longer, healthier hair, clear skin, and pearly white smile. Let's just go with these 3, for example, so I can show you how you can start doing multiple of these things at once. So, for example, healthier hair. One of the things I had on there is to just moisturize my hair, like do deep conditioning treatments once a week. So let's go with that example. So here's an example of one thing that I did under these 3 areas. For healthier hair, deep condition my hair once a week. For clear skin, eat more foods that lead to healthier, brighter, clearer looking skin. For pearly white smile, use Crest whitening strips once every night or every other night. So you can actually start doing all of these things at once because you're only focusing on one simple step, one part of that list of things that can improve your overall goals, and you can do all of them simultaneously. So what it would look like is once a week on the weekend, most likely, I would deep condition my hair. For clear skin, I would have avocado toast every single morning, and then at night, before I brush my teeth, I would put on the Crest white strips. Like doing that one simple thing for each of these goals is very simple to add on instead of trying to do a whole skincare routine and all of this and that. And like you see what I'm saying? It's like it's a lot easier to implement when you just try to do one small thing at a time that will get you closer to that goal. So make your list of what your overall goals are and then come up with different categories, I would say at least 2 or 3 of major things that affect that result. So like with clear skin, 1, your skincare routine, 2, your diet. And then you can break up these categories into 2 or 3 things under those categories that you can do that will lead to that overall result. So I hope this is making sense. I hope it's not too fast. If you go to the show notes on my website, I will actually create a diagram and I will post it so that if you're a visual person, you can actually look at the image and see what I mean. You can also click it in the description on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever you're listening. If you look at the description for this episode, I will link an image so that you can actually reference what I'm talking about in case you're a more visual person. So now let's talk about how you can keep track of those results and how you can maintain those activities in order to accomplish the goals and see the results that you want. So how I've been doing this is with another technique from the book Atomic Habits. And the technique is basically just setting up a specific date or day and time for doing the activities that you listed out. So instead of just vaguely saying, okay, I'm going to use Crest whitening strips, you have to actually say, you have to be specific. You have to say, I'm going to use Crest whitening strips every night or every other night before I go to bed. Like before I brush my teeth, before I go to bed, whatever works for you. You have to actually work it into your routine. So also with the task of eating foods for clearer skin, for that goal of mine, I said, okay, avocado is on the list. I'm going to have avocado toast every single morning for breakfast. You see what I'm saying? I actually came up with a breakfast food or a meal that includes one of the foods from that list, and I eat it every morning. So you see what I mean? So it doesn't have to be as specific as setting a reminder in your phone or putting it on your calendar. It could be as simple as what I did with the avocado toast or the Crest whitening strips. Or depending on what it is, if you need to schedule it, if you need to set a reminder in your phone, feel free to do that. But come up with a specific place, a specific time, a specific date or day or frequency that you're going to do this, and try to work it into your schedule seamlessly so that it's not too hard and you can stick with it and be consistent. And another huge thing that would really help you be consistent is to celebrate your results. Rewarding desired outcomes enforces the activity that leads to those results. That's something that I had to start working on because I was the type of person who would accomplish a goal or do well in something and just move on to the next goal. But when you do that, you feel like you're not getting anything done because it's just one thing after the next, like constantly working, constantly overworking yourself. And you don't feel like you accomplished anything because you never take time to stop and celebrate. So if you've been doing some of these activities and you start seeing results, take yourself out to eat, you know? Or if you're trying to work on your budget, if that's one of the things that you need to do, maybe not do that, you know? Maybe not do that. Or maybe work it into your budget. Or just think about different ways that you can celebrate those results. And I guarantee you, it will encourage you to keep doing it. And then pretty soon it will be second nature. You wouldn't even have to think about it. You wouldn't even have to like continue referencing the list because it'll be second nature. You'll just naturally do it. You'll be consistent and those results will be consistent. So like for me with keeping my space clean, because I have done this for a cleaner space and I was never really a messy person, but when I moved in, I just wanted to make sure that my place was always clean and nice and decluttered. I don't like seeing a lot of things in my eyes. So I more or less applied this concept to that goal. And I can tell you, I don't even have to, like I clean every week on Sundays, but I don't even take long cleaning and I don't even have to do much because I already do that 10-minute clean every night and I make sure I keep a decluttered space. I have, you know, nice bins to store everything and keep things organized and I put things away right after I use it. So when I'm cleaning on Sundays, it doesn't even take me that long because there's never much to do. So that's just an example of when you start implementing these things, your results are going to be consistent. You're not going to have to constantly revisit the things that you're doing to try to accomplish that goal because once you develop those habits, once you start breaking down those goals by different activities and categories and improving these things just 1% at a time, you will be so blown away by how simple this is. And you would be so impressed with how you are able to maintain those results. And to other people, it's going to look easy. But in reality, because you took those smaller steps and you build those habits, you now just have those consistent results and you don't have to work hard at it. I no longer have to like go buy serums or look at skincare routines to test out new products because I assessed all of the different factors that affect my skin and I was able to come up with a consistent routine and habits and different things that have over time cleared my skin and they keep it clean. Now, obviously, you know, I can't really do much about hormonal breakouts, but because I have those habits now, I'm telling you, like my skin just glows. Like it glows, sis. Like I'm so impressed. So I'm telling you, you have to try this. You absolutely have to try this. Getting those results you want, becoming that best version of yourself is a lot easier when you do it this way. It's going to work on autopilot if you just focus on improving 1% of these small things that lead to your goal over time. And the book Atomic Habits has an amazing example of how this is applied. And if you click the link in the description on whatever app you're listening to this episode right now, I'm going to leave a link to his website of the exact excerpt of how someone was able to use this, and it clearly explains it perfectly. In case you still have questions or concerns about this concept, I would recommend you read that short paragraph and it will tell you exactly how and why this works. So I really, really, really hope you try this, because I'm telling you, you are going to be so impressed when you realize how easy it is to start making changes in your life and how easy it is to maintain once you approach it with this concept. So don't forget to click the link in the description to read the example if you still have questions or if you're still not clear. And then also, I will leave a link to get Atomic Habits on Amazon. Do yourself a favor if you haven't read this book. I'm telling you, it's like the best book you will ever read. It's literally my favorite book of all time. You'll probably hear me talking about it again. So if you haven't already read Atomic Habits, I would highly recommend you get it. I will leave the link in the show notes and you can also find it on my website. But yeah, just do yourself a favor and get Atomic Habits. So that's all I have for this episode. Make sure you try this concept. You will not regret it. And then don't forget to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast. And follow me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.